of cool green water, lies the sea witch Neptune's daughter. Evil are the things he taught her, in the night she calls to me. Come with me, I will love you tender. Come with me, I will love you tender. Come with me and I'll surrender at the bottom of the sea.
Come with me beneath the sea. Come with me beneath the sea. Come with me beneath the sea. Come with me, my love.
Sunken ships and all the treasures shall be yours beyond all measure. I shall grant you every pleasure at the bottom of the sea. Come with me, I will love you tender. Come with me, I will love you tender. Come with me and I'll surrender at the bottom of the sea.
Come with me beneath the sea. Come with me beneath the sea. Come with me beneath the sea. Come with me, my love.
Like a serpent in the water, though I've cursed and though I've fought her, I will follow Neptune's daughter to the bottom of the sea. Come with me, I will love you tender. Come with me, I will love you tender. Come with me and I'll surrender at the bottom of the sea.
Come with me, come with me.
Come with me.
Yeah.
We started the show with bubbles. Babel started the show with bubbles. Isn't that funny?
Mighty Mishka, the purple.
Yes. Wait a second. The record's still playing. Here we go. I was thinking, what record shall I start the show with? I wanted to see which record I play. And what I played was this Sea Witch. Oh, I'm so funny. That was... Wait. I'm going to tell you. That's interesting. That is really interesting. I played this off of a record on Magnet. Quinn Miller, the Sea Witch. When we have two copies of that. I got one. Skaba has got one. Skaba, by the way, is highfalutin mama next to me.
That's me. Yeah. That's me.
You just should have seen her doing the Sea Witch while I played that
record.
Yeah,
good thing there's no video footage with this show.
It's actually a sad thing. But the funny thing about this record, believe it or not, this record, the exact same recording, came out twice on the same label in a different color. And the guy's name was different, and it was Johnny J. Colonna. And
not
that's
Corona?
Not Corona. The Sea Witch, Johnny J. Colonna, a.k.a. Quinn Miller. Welcome to Golly Gosh OG.
OG.
Oh, wait, again, please. Welcome to
Golly Gosh OG.
Did it even work? Oh, I pushed the wrong button.
No effects this time.
No effects this time. Wait. There's the echo.
Echo.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see which record Skaba has to play now.
I thought I'd follow this up with a little octopus.
We're going underwater again.
With Billie Jean Horton.
Who is Billie Jean Horton?
Billie Jean Horton is...
I saw this record, Billie Jean Horton. Wait a second. Billie Jean Horton. Isn't that maybe the wife of Hank Williams, who then...
Yes.
Who the widow, Hank Williams' widow, who then married Johnny Horton,
yes,
and her name
right.
was Billie Jean Horton. She made a song. It goes like this.
Go with the man, woman see the man, wild light is in his eyes. Once only the storm with a crazy, crazy charm, for fighting a dozen arms, they call.
Oh, switch had a great invention. Took it to a hot rod convention. Had a car with just three wheels, three V8 motors and no windshield. Billy Switch started down the track, left all the other cars 50 yards back. Down the stretch with the roar like thunder, round the turn like the seventh wonder. All the cars in the hot rod race, watch Billy Switch finish in first place. Broke every record anywhere, then he took off right through the air. Billy Switch hit the ditch. Billy Switch, he could have been rich. Poor Billy Switch, laying in the ditch. Billy Switch had a great big funeral. Everybody came to Billy's funeral. Had a girl named Sally Fitch. She brought some daisies for Billy Switch. Poor Billy Switch, he could have been rich. Poor Billy Switch, poor Billy Switch.
Oh, that's what happens when you make a car with two V8 motors and no windshield. Billy Switch, a different record, I should say. That was Larry Young. Billy Switch, what was that? Who came up with the idea to write a song like that? I'm telling you who it was. That was a song written by Pat Ballard, who is the person who gave us Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
Yes, that's the same guy who wrote that song. I like Billy Switch much more.
Yes, me too.
And Scabba did it again. She
what did I do?
Dancing the octopus after dancing the sea witch. And I like that.
And I have one of my favorite records I'm going to play for
you. Oh, my God. This is a monster. That's not just a favorite record.
Yeah,
this is a monster.
I couldn't wait any longer. It's called Black Diamond by Charlie Gore.
Man, this is... that's
chills.
It's funny, the record label is blank, which means I've been googling this. You know where we find out all those things about records and stuff? We are here in Germany, in East Germany. We can't go out and dig for records in some antique stores and anything. We just have to rely on the internet, like 45Cat and Discogs and RCS and all those kind of things. And the label that this Charlie Gore record came out, I mean, Charlie Gore, a lot of records, is blank. And there's just the title, Black Diamond, where the label would be, but...
Is it not his own label, maybe?
The label is actually called blank. It's not a blank label. It's not a custom pressing without a label.
Blank,
it is a label that is called blank, but it looks totally blank. It's just red writing on white background. So yeah,
can I play it already?
No, I can't wait. Turn this up, really turn this up. This is great.
Black Diamond, oh boy. Black Diamond, oh boy. Black Diamond is his name. Coal mining won him his fame. Down in the dungeon, brave heart that knew no fear. He labored for his country and the ones he loved so dear. Coal mining was his life. Worked like a demon for his kids and wife. Now he's not needed, his mining days are through. Cause big iron machines do the work he used to do. Work stable enough. Now he's not needed like diamonds sad indeed. Machines don't have hearts nor little mouths to feed. Black Diamond, hear your name. Black Diamond, we know your fame. You are not forgotten, so lift your weary face. Our country still needs you, and soon you'll find your place. Black Diamond, poor boy! Black Diamond, poor boy! Black Diamond, poor boy!
Bloody Harlem.
I was born and raised way back in the hills, plenty of mines and moonshine stills. Cut my teeth on a block of coal, making shine when I was 8 years old, down in Harlem, bloody Harlem. I was a full-grown man when I was 12 years old. I got me a job mining coal for 10 long years through muck and mud, spitting up dust and sweating blood, down in Harlem, bloody Harlem. I saved my money that I dug from the ground. I married a gal from Harlem town. I bought her a home and clothes so fine. She wanted me to quit the mines and leave old Harlem, bloody Harlem. Well, I earned my living by the sweat of my brow. Too long in the mines, I can't quit now. To that old black diamond, I done lost my soul. The coal is in my blood and my blood is in the coal, down in Harlem, bloody Harlem. From dawn till dusk is a miner's life. My darling grew tired of being a coal hog's wife. This kind of life didn't suit her plans, so she ran off with another man. She had to leave old Harlem, bloody Harlem. When I came home from the mines that day, I learned the news and right away I caught them as they were leaving town. In hate and rage I shot them down in the streets of Harlem, bloody Harlem. For 33 years now I've been in this jail. All hope is gone, my body's frail. I can't last long, so when I die, carry me back and let my body lie in the mines of Harlem, bloody Harlem. When the devil comes to claim my soul, you give me a job shoveling coal. This must have been my destiny. I'll be there through eternity in the mines of Harlem, bloody Harlem.
Oh, we got chills right here.
Every time I hear that song, I get goosebumps.
After you played Black Diamond, I had no idea. There was just one song I could follow this up for it with. Man, this is history. That's not just, oh yeah, I made a song. These two records are history. Coal mining. Horrible days when coal mining was still important to mankind. These songs made clear what the situation was in that time. And Bloody Harlem.
Hard times.
Hmm?
Hard times.
Hard times. Bloody Harlem, if you don't know this story, this is actually serious stuff. Google that, Bloody Harlem. It was like, Harlan County in Kentucky was, there was real riots and really brutal. And
In the 30s,
yes. And yeah, still Charlie Gore played Black Diamond in 59 or 58, I think. Yes, there were no sustainable energies back then, so coal mining was somewhat important, and I'm actually happy these times are gone. So, working songs.
With all that working going on, I decided to, you know, since we're not allowed to work at the moment because of coronavirus going on, I decided to play Lay Your Hoedown by Cecil Bowman on D-Label.
All right, lay that. Oh.
I hear it in the thunder,
And to these old ears of mine, it is a welcome sound when I hear him gently whisper, lay your hoe down, old man. Lay it down, lay it down, lay your hoe down, old man. Time to go, time to go, lay your hoe down, old man. The years have been weary, your back is bending low, your hands are calloused with the mark of but now it's time to go, you're gonna shine in glory land. Time to go, lay your hoe down, old man. Lay it down, lay your hoe down, old man. Time to go, lay your hoe down, old man. There'll be no corn or cotton, there'll be no you can lay in the shade, you won't have to work no more. Just leave that hole a-layin' at the end of the row. Your children will finish, it's time for you to go. Lay it down, lay your hoe down, old man. Time to go, lay your hoe down. Time to go, lay your hoe down, old man.
When a southern boy sings the blues, it's just a whisper at the start.
Sounds when Chuck Reed, the Southern Boy, sings the blues on Roulette. And I don't remember, did I tell you that Bloody Holland, that was Huey Lewis, who we know as Huey X Lewis? Yes, same guy.
On I don't the know Fern I, label, it's a beautiful label.
On the
label.
Fern label, yes. I don't remember telling you this.
Did you say what that was now?
Yes, okay. I said that's Chuck Reed. Chuck Reed, yeah. When a Southern Boy Sings the Blues. Cute little record, not expensive. Sugar Corsage is the other side, that's the more familiar side. Okay.
My turn.
Your turn.
I'm going to break this party up a little bit and play something a little silly, but it's it's perfect for the times as we know it at this moment. So this is Doug Harrell on Hospitality Blues on Colonial.
Colonial. We got a nest. Again, we played Johnny J. Colonna. And by the way, many thanks, Stan, Pat. There's a stamp on the label that I have in my hand. Right. It says, many thanks, Stan and Pat.
Here is Hospitality Blues.
I got the hospitality blues. Now I guess I'm just an old country hick, but all you folks that think you're sick better pay attention to what I've got to say. If you were gonna go to some hospital, I suggest you think it over a little, 'cause I'm still recuperating from my hospital stay. Back about a couple of months ago, I had a little touch of lumbago, and I called on my doc to see what he'd suggest. And he said, man, it's plain to see, the hospital's the place you ought to be, 'cause what you need is good old-fashioned rest. Now, by the next morning, I felt pretty good, but I thought I had to go since he said I should, and I got to the hospital long about 9:45. Well, I got myself lost without much ado. Everybody I asked said they were lost too. Those halls and doors just seemed to have no end. The woman that admits you told me I was late, turned right around and said, have a seat and wait. So that's what I did for about 2.5 hours. This making you wait, they got perfected. I got the feeling I was being neglected till this man came up and said something about private or staff. From the questions he asked in that interview, I figured he was sent by the revenue, and if I couldn't have talked, I don't reckon they'd have let me in. When he'd found out about my financial affairs, this nurse came in and took me upstairs and gave me a bed and a ward with two other men. Then she gave me this hospital gown to put on, and I figured she must not have thought I was grown. That thing was so short I had to leave on my pants. When those other men told me what they had, my chances of getting any rest looked bad, 'cause one had consumption, the other to St. Vitus dance. Just about time I got settled in bed, this boy in white walked up and said, I'm Dr. Smith and I gotta run some blood tests. I said, wait a minute, fella, there's some mistake. My blood's all right, I just got the backache, and we had a big argument, and I come out second best. Now, he said he was a doctor, and I don't guess he'd lie, but I'm sure that the back of his ears weren't dry, and when I called him an intern, he said he wasn't that far yet. Everybody that's a doctor has to learn to be, but I don't like it much when they're learning on me, and from the way he was working, that's far as he'd ever get. After he'd taken all the blood I could spare, he got a sheet of paper and pulled up a chair and said, what brought you here? And I told him my 35 Ford. He must have asked me a million questions more about every kind of sickness I'd had before, and every question that I asked him, he just ignored. Ain't Susie died of dropsy, but I'll never know what the devil that's got to do with lumbago, and the questions about my private life made me mad. When he finally got off of that talking jag, he pulled out a little black doctor's bag and gave me the darndest physical I ever had. He beat on me with a hammer and tickled my feet and did some things I better not repeat, and about the time he finished, another boy in white walked in. I found out that he was an intern there, and I want you to know he pulled up a chair and we went through that whole darn mess again. By the time I'd repeated my every disorder, I felt just like a tape recorder, and I asked him if the main doctor even knew I was there. He said, why do you ask? And I said, heck, if you don't hurry up, I'll be a nervous wreck. Then he said the main doctor was at a medical meeting somewhere. For the next 4 hours after his exam, I got a brain wave and one of them cardiograms and an x-ray picture of every bone in my body, I reckon. Whoever fixed my tray thought I was on a diet. There wasn't enough there to keep a small bird quiet, and it was made to taste so you wouldn't ask for seconds. As if I hadn't done seen enough action, those doctors came back and put me in traction, and the weights were so heavy they pulled me out of bed 3 times. By then my back was really hurting, and when they put me on a board, I knew for certain that their definition of rest was different from mine. Well, they left the room and I was dozing off, then the man with consumption started to cough, and that other fella started having some sort of chill. When they finally got quiet, I dozed off again, and in a little while that nurse was back in and woke me up just to give me a sleeping pill. About 5 minutes after the nurse had gone, somebody down the hall cut a radio on, and so I rocked and rolled for the rest of the night. About 6 the next morning, that boy was back in, put a tube in my stomach and drew blood again, and the nurse gave me a shot that knocked me out like a light. When I came to, I thought I was in a tomb, found out they were taking me in the operating room, and I figured if I didn't talk fast, my goose was cooked. Well, it took me quite a bit of yelling and cursing to make them realize they had the wrong person, and I was fighting to get my arms and legs unhooked. Well, I jumped up from there, and I must have looked cute, running down the hall in my birthday suit, but I won't worry about my dress not being too formal. Well, I got to my room and put my clothes on, and without a goodbye, I headed for home, and after 2 whole months, I still ain't back to normal. Now, if it offers any sort of consolation, if you're half dead or need an operation, then you go ahead, 'cause, man, you got nothing to lose.
But if just a little rest is all you need. Then if you go there, it's guaranteed you'll get the hospitality blues.
Well, I was playing a little poker, trying to make myself some bread. I tried to get myself a king, but got a one-eyed jack instead. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my hat. Well, then we played a little stud, and I thought sure I had it sacked. When I saw the card I got, I knew for sure the deck was stacked. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home. Well, then we switched the game to lowball. I was hitting on a six. When I saw the card I got, I knew for sure the deck was fixed. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home. I thought I had a winner, then the dealer looked at me. He said, you think this card's an ace, but I know just what it will be. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home. Well, when the game was getting hot, I saw him smiling with delight. When I saw the card, he turned me, man, you know there was a fight. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home.
Yay! What was that endless record before? The Hospitality Blues.
Sorry.
Some hick white boy talking. Yeah, a song that fits the current situation we're in. And after that, I played you a perfect black R&B record. The only difference is it was a white guy. That was Bobby Charles, of course. Was a kind of a little hit that he made there. Bobby Charles, who sounded like a perfect New Orleans R&B guy on chess. One-Eyed Jack, classic. Oh no, what is this now? Oh, Scabba cues something up. The next record is not an actual record. If you look for 45 of that, you're not going to find it.
It was a birthday present from my bearable here, and it's Conway Twitty.
Yes, Conway Twitty.
With a little tweet label.
Conway Twitty is the guy who gave the name to this show. By a song that I don't like very much. Golly gosh, oh gee. Golly gosh, oh gee.
Horrible song.
Yes. But tell us about what you got there. Which side are you playing?
This one, Big Town.
Big Town. Oh, you play that side. Okay.
Would you rather play the other side? It's too late.
I don't know. let's see what this sounds like, because I think it sounds bad. It's a self-made, self-cut pressing. It's a record that I pressed because I always wanted to have this, but it didn't come out. There's more to say about this.
Yeah.
This is Conway Twitty did a session in the late 60s, I think 68 or 69, and Big Town came out on an LP in extremely white stereo and like really fancy production. And
that was only CD.
It's all, yeah, you can get that. But no, on a CD, you can only get the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. Reputation. What a great song. There are two takes of that. Reputation.
I'll play the other side in another show.
Okay. But Big Town, this is the version that was on an LP, and it's probably going to sound bad because it's a self-cut record and it doesn't sound very good.
I still like it.
I hope you do.
Town is a shelter for me. I found a place to hide my misery. I lost my love so long ago, and though my heart is hurting so, big town I'll find the peace of mind that only losers in the game of love can find. The years will go on crawling by, this hurt I feel will never die. Somehow I know deep down inside I'll never get away from this big town. This big town, in this big town, there's a street of misery. And on the street, there's a dwelling place for me. In the darkness of my room, I try to sleep, but all I do is cry. And still I realize that I am lucky to be here. What your cheating heart has done to me. The glimmer of the city lights, the shadows of the lonely nights will help to hide me while I cry 100 million tears. In this big town, in this big town,
right.
That was Jimmy Nichols, No Woman.
No Woman. No Woman, No Cry.
No.
Okay, this is my turn now here. We just switched the roles. I announced the next record. Scaba, tell us something while I cue this up.
What should I tell you?
I don't know. Tell us something.
I don't know any stories.
Wait a second. Here we go. Okay.
Cue it up.
Hmm. No?
Nope.
You don't? Oh, wait a second. Here. No. Oh, that was bad. Here. Oh, come on. This is.
Next record.
The next record that I announce. Yes, this is my record of the day, definitely.
This is the one.
This is the one. I was thinking, should I play it? Should I not play it? I've been looking for this record all around the world, and all of a sudden, one was for sale. And I have loved this. This is just probably one of my favorite records of all time. And I think it is not.
The Holy Grail record for the show?
This is my personal Holy Grail. It might actually be also a real Holy Grail record for all you record collectors out there. But this is Charles Walton. Charles Walton, Teenage Blues is a thing that's been comped quite a few times. A great double-sider, that is, but I got it for the flip side. That's 4-4 time. I think the only thing that this song compares to would be Charlie Feather's Jungle Fever, which I don't have here. I don't have a 45 of that, which I love to. But this is, I mean, I have nothing more to say about this record than this is just fantastic. It's, listen to this.
Was a boy who lived in the jungle. He learned to play drums on the old grapevine. Chief came around and said, "Send my message." Did it in 4-4 time. The word got around all over the Congo. He learned to play drums with the beats of line. Ask him to play for the big fiesta. Played in 4-4 time. There was a pretty girl lived on the other side. Put her ear to the ground when she heard that jive. Said it's got a beat that's mighty fine. Sends it in 4-4 time. Including the CC fly. There was a pretty girl lived on the other side. Put her ear to the ground when she heard that jive. Said it's got a beat that's mighty fine. Says it in 4-4 time.
Well, I just washed up my little Ford V8, and I'm all spruced up for a honey of a day. I know I'll spend all the money I got, but what do I care? I'm hot to trot. I received a little old check today. I'll cash it in and I'll be on the way to get a little girl that I like an awful lot. Cause man, I'm ready and I'm hot to trot. Well, I know my baby's all ready to go. I ran to get on with her part of the show. Well, listen, good buddy, I'm a-telling you what. I'm a real gone Jesse and I'm hot to trot. We'll jump right in, a little hopped up freight. Take off at the speed of a scalded ape. We'll have a bunch of fun and we're gonna do a lot. Man, I'm ready and I'm hot to trot. Baby's all ready to go. I ran to get on with her part of the show. But listen, good buddy, I'm a-telling you what. I'm a real gone Jesse and I'm hot to trot. We'll jump right in, a little hopped up freight. Take off at the speed of a scalded ape. We'll have a bunch of fun and we're gonna do a lot. Man, I'm ready and I'm hot to trot.
Hot to trot on the X label.
X!
By Terry Fell.
Mm-hmm.
Another Terry Fell?
Yes, we played Terry Fell last time. That was great.
They're both pretty good.
They are. He did so many records, and we keep finding more good ones of him.
Record preview. Coming attractions.
Yes, an X promo. X was an RCA subsidiary. Speaking of labels, oh, 4/4 time, Charles Wharton is just so great. That was Charles Wharton and the Cool Cats. The Cool Cats were the house band of the Sky Label from Florida. And all of the records, I think they did like 10 or 11 releases, and it was always somebody with the Cool Cats. And this is just, yeah, one of my favorite records, as I said. And now that we played something on the X label, we're going to play something on the X Power label. You might know this, that's a classic. Ann Castle, Go Get the Shotgun Grandpa, one of the rockabilly, the female rockabilly classics. It's been played pretty often, and it's just good. Listen to this.
Dark clouds hide the sun above, swirling waters all around as I watch my ship go down. Typhoon. Gales blowing, waves jump high, not a star left in the sky. You don't love me anymore, I can't reach the distant shore. Lightning flashes, thunder roars, you don't love me anymore. My ship of love is sinking fast, leaving memories of the past. Typhoon. Shipwrecked on the sea of love, dark clouds hide the sun above, twirling waters all around as I watch my ship go down. Typhoon. Mm-hmm. else do I see? Just the waves of misery. No one lends a helping hand to a helpless shipwrecked man. Typhoon. Typhoon. Wrecked on the sea of love, dark clouds hide the sun above, swirling waters all around as I watch my ship go down. Typhoon.
Typhoon.
Oddball.
Uh-huh. That was Joe Price. Typhoon on the Starday label.
We have so many Starday records, but
we went back to the sea. We started with the sea. I went back to the shipwreck.
I don't understand that. Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, of course. Now I get
an octopus.
I was just looking for a record. I couldn't find. I hate it when I look for a record and I can't find it. But I found something else while I was searching. Johnny Fuller, Mercy Mercy on Imperial. What a R&B monster. This is great.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, or where you may be going. You just gotta cry mercy every now and then. Every now and then,
places I go. I'm saving my money, and the day ain't too far when I say my goodbye to this honky-tonk
Rambler.
And not a Rambler and a Rover. We were looking for this record and we were looking for the wrong title.
Yeah. Jim McCall on Vetco label.
That's a late 60s record. I think that's also 69 or something.
But it's still really beautiful.
It is, of course. I mean, it sounded like a perfect bluegrass record.
Jim McCall and the Country Royals.
The Royals. Okay.
Royals, not Royals.
did you hear how that Johnny Fuller 45 sounded like it's been beaten to death? I loved it anyway, but it was really dirty and really scratchy.
It's got some stories to tell.
It's got some stories to tell. I don't have much stories to tell about this next record. Tony Middleton, later a rather famous soul artist, had a absolutely fantastic rock and roll 45 out in 58, I think. Black Jack on Triumph Records. Wonderful.
Blackjack was to blame. Met her at the blackjack game. The lights were turned down low. I kissed her lips and played her hand and raked in all the dough.
All the dough.
Then the game was over. The cards were put away. I took my honey by the arms and married her that day.
Married her that day.
Blackjack was to blame. For a while she brought me luck, but luck sure goes astray. I lost my dough in the blackjack game, and my darling ran away.
Ran away.
I went down to the train platform. The train came rambling by. I looked in the window, saw the woman I loved, and I hung my head and cried.
Hung his head and cried.
Yes, blackjack. Blackjack was the game. Blackjack was to blame. And then I jumped aboard the train and ran right to her side. I drew out my old 44 and my smiling bride. The prison is a cold, cold place, but I won't be here long. They're gonna hang me from a cottonwood tree before another day is gone.
Another day is gone.
Yes, blackjack. Blackjack was to blame. The game. I'm playing blackjack with the guard. I'm winning all his dough. The funny thing is I'll never spend it where I'm gonna go. Blackjack, blackjack was the game.
Don't want no kissing, don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. Want a big fat pile of money. Now give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, let me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats, just let me walk around and waller. In Mazuma, El Dinero, I want to be a millionaire. Just give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition, that's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits, I'm a demon at addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos, let me see their smiling faces. Give me money, 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 money. Want to get me a suit that's made entirely out of loot, and then whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. I want the golden touch, that's what I mean. Give me that old double eagle, I want that tender that is legal. And financially substantial, any sum I can inveigle. I want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. I'm a greenback collector, I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage, man, to me it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me, go on and spread those germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll around upon it, stuff those bank rags in my bonnet, any kind, just so the president's got his picture on it. Let me feel it, let me hold it, let me just sit there and fold it. Give me money, 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 money. I want a carload of cash, that kind that I can stash, a vat full of folio dough. You know, your banker never lets it matter where you gets it, as you got it for, that's all he wants to know. So give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, gelter, gaiters, let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. Money. I love the sound of that machine.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, money, money, money.
There is the capitalist. That was Tex Williams. That was very easy to hear.
That was my record to announce. That was Tex Williams.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
On Decca Records. Money, money, money. Which, after playing Blackjack, you might be a loser and lose a lot of it.
Yep, yep. I think that's true. The next record I have here, Jackie Gautreau. What bell does that ring? Probably gonna say, yeah, Lobo Jones, wow. Or Raised on Rock and Roll, I like these two records. Actually, I don't really like Raised on Rock and Roll, but he had one record out on Keen that's Golden Spur, and that is just so much better than all the others. I really like that. We got two copies of that. We got a stock copy and a promo copy, and yeah, I mean, that's great. How can this be forgotten? Why is everybody freaking out about Raised on Rock and Roll if you can have Golden Spur?
Which are made of money.
Golden Spur!
Golden Spur!
Golden Spur!
Golden Spur!
The gamble with the Golden Spur. He never lost a poker hand. And all his natural life, he was a lucky man. That you can be sure. Every time he won a buck, knew he owed his luck to the charm in that shiny golden spur. Golden spur,
golden spur,
golden spur,
golden spur.
The gambler with the golden spur. He played faro, stud, and blackjack, or any game you please. And when he touched that golden spur, he'd win the hand, please. Every card shark came from miles around to try to break his luck. He'd send them packing out of town, down to their last buck. Golden Spur,
golden spur,
golden spur,
golden
the gambler
spur.
With the golden spur. Now one day he met a pretty lass, her name was Polly Ann. She caught the fancy of this lucky gambler man. He loved her so he said he would do anything for her. She took his money, took his love, and took the golden spur.
Golden spur,
solid winning streak. Remember that a woman's face can turn a good man weak. And if that sorry gambling man had turned his back on her, he'd still be winning money with his lucky golden spur.
Golden spur,
golden spur,
golden spur.
The gambler with the gold.
Spur.
wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. I felt a bit surge in my mouth, and froth from it did flow. The lather across my sweated back was white as any snow. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. There she makes a devil sign, waves her magic wand. He throws open fire gates and tells her to ride on. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fire cave. Every soul that burns therein was branded a devil's slave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We headed back to earth again, these words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil man, you can never change your way. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fire cave. Know that I'm the devil's wife, and I'll ride you to your grave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. I felt a bit surge in my mouth, and froth from it did flow. Lather across my sweated back was white as any snow. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We headed back to earth again, these words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil man, you can never change your way. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fire cave. Know that I'm the devil's wife, now ride you to your grave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me.
Mad witch. I thought since we started the show with the sea witch, we would end it with mad witch.
That's a mad idea.
Bearable is going to follow this one up with one more song. But this was Dave Gardner on OJ label.
Mm-hmm.
And now Bearable is going to play.
It's my turn now. Okay. First of all, we have to say that we're going to say goodbye. See you later. See you soon. We're going to do another show. I think if you heard the other three episodes by now, you're going to get used to it that we have an episode every once in a while. Oh, by the way, the last thing I said in the show was I uploaded this to Podomatic, and I said, okay, yeah, that's simple, that's easy, it costs nothing. Of course, I was wrong. I was fooled. My memory, the server space is already out for free, and I didn't want to pay any money for it. So what I just did, I put it up on an own server, and this whole thing has a website now. It's gollygoshog.de. And there you can go. I built a little stupid vector graphics radio crappy.
You can turn the volume, push play,
yes,
see all the little details.
I guess you do that. You did that now because you listen to the show. It's just, this is the new host for this thing because it's much easier for us to do it that way than on a one of those podcast hosts. Now, yes, you heard Dave Gardner, the Mad Witch. And you know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play another Dave Gardner record on the same label. And you would think like, oh, really? He's got more than the Mad Witch. It was great. I think he's got another great record. I love it. I think it is great. But you will not expect that Fat Charlie is a Calypso record.
What did you call me?
Ciao. Fat Charlie, ciao. We say goodbye. That was Golly Gosh OG. And here is Dave Gardner with Fat Charlie.
Until your tears are done. Say, old man, sit in the sun. Got three daughters, you can give me a one. But Charlie, me no one of your riches that you hide in the walls on the ditches. Me just asking for a daughter, old man. Elizabeth or Mary or Francis Ann. Say, old
sun, count your wealth until your tears are done. Say, oh, mom, sit in the sun. You got a three daughters, you can give a me a one. But, Charlie, give me one of your daughters. Cece, all the pretty things me bought her. Me have no care with your daughter, oh, mom. Elizabeth and Mary are Francis' son. Count your wealth until your tears are done. Say, oh, mom, sit in the sun. You got three daughters, you can give a me a one. But Charlie, me no one of your riches. Got you hiding the walls on the ditches. Me just asking for a daughter, oh, mom. Elizabeth and Mary are Francis.